You are listening to Time for Three, a daily biblical devotional for couples brought to you by Sam and Debbie Wood of Family Fortress Ministries. You can purchase a printed copy of Time for Three at familyfortress.org.
April 25th, the warning of today. Our scripture reading is from Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 7 through 19. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, on the day of testing in the wilderness, where your fathers put me to the test and saw my works for 40 years. Therefore I was provoked with that generation and said, they always go astray in their hearts. They have not known my ways. As I swore my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original confidence firm to the end. As it is said, today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. For who were those who heard and yet rebelled? Was it not all those who left Egypt led by Moses, and with whom he was provoked 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose bodies fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who were disobedient? So we see that they were unable to enter because of unbelief. After my son brought in the chicken from the grill, and I began to enjoy a few bites, I asked him if he had turned the gas off. He explained that he had left it on in case the remaining chicken wasn't fully done. He promised to take care of it as soon as we finished eating. I knew I should prompt him to turn it off, but decided to wait and not interrupt our meal. Several hours later, though, I went out to the grill and saw that it was still on. Because I procrastinated, we wasted fuel and would have a higher gas bill to pay. We're instructed to immediately respond when God speaks so we'll avoid harm and not miss His blessings. Andrew Murray says, there's nothing so hardening as delay. The believer who answers the today of the Holy Ghost with the tomorrow of some more convenient season knows not how he is hardening his heart. The delay, instead of making the surrender and obedience and faith easy, it makes it much more difficult. Often the most tempting directives to delay are those involving our spouse and family. God prompts us to forgive or apologize, but we wait until we build up the courage. He urges us to sit down and pay attention to our spouse, but we decide to finish a household chores first. We reason that our spouse will understand if we attend to other things first. When we do not immediately respond to the Holy Spirit's direction, we're conveying to God that we can better allocate our time than He can. To procrastinate regarding what He wants exhibits an evil heart of unbelief. Even though this tries His patience, God is faithful to warn us. Notice the urgency evident as He uses the word today 3 different times in this passage. God repeatedly challenges us to respond today. Are you delaying obedience to Him in some matter?
If you are blessed by these daily podcast devotions, please consider joining our ministry team by making a donation of $2 per month on our ministry website at familyfortress.org. or on our ministry app. In appreciation of your support, you will receive a free printed copy of our book, What is Marriage? Family Fortress Ministries is a nonprofit focused on enriching families through biblical teaching. More resources are available at familyfortress.org and on the Family Fortress Ministries app, which can be downloaded from the App Store or Google Play. Thank you for your support, and don't forget to subscribe to this podcast.